Yeah, Dolphins too good last night. Dragons scored first, but yeah, the Dolphins, they play well at home. They've got two home grounds and they did the job there at Coast Stadium.
What about tonight? The Eels and the Cowboys. Eels, heavy favourites in this one at CommBank Stadium.
Yeah, look, I know why the Eels are favourites because, mate, the Cowboys aren't playing great after their 66 points shellacking last week. But the Eels at home, they've got a pretty good squad still, so I reckon they'll put plenty on them tonight.
What about the Warriors against the Broncos, mate? Obviously a very important match for your son making his NRL debut for the Broncos. How's he feeling and how are you feeling about this one?
Oh, no, look, I'm happy for him and I'm happy for the other guys who are getting a go. So this is the thing of the Broncos. It's the next man up sort of theory too. So they're playing good. They need a win here, the Broncos, but the Warriors at full strength. It's going to be a tough game and I'm looking forward to it.
Bunnies versus the Raiders at a Coors Stadium, mate. Big clash this one, an important one.
Yeah, look, I think the Bunnies, they got Cook there. Campbell Graham's playing through. He's got over that injury quite quickly. So, I think the Bunnies will be way too good tonight.
Pangai Junior, big fella. A lot of people saying he's got to be aggressive, but he can't be over aggressive. He's sort of a surprise selection in Freddie's squad. How does he get a personal win on Wednesday night? So he's in game two and does a good job. How does he sort of tamper everything but still be positive and aggressive?
He's just got to play his controlled aggression. Really good controlled aggression style of football. If he does that, obviously he's got guys like Badiris around him, Joey, and obviously Freddie and these guys, mate. Once Freddie gives him a job, and I think Freddie's smart enough to know now, he's got to a stage now where he's selecting for a reason. Go out and do your assignment. If not, you'll be like Mark Geyer. You won't play many Origins.
Now, Gussie, I want to know, have you got an inside word on what's going on in Vegas? Who's going to be performing, surely?
Well, what I can tell you guys is that Peter Volandis and myself had a conversation today. And I had a conversation with Jacko last night, and I said to him, mate, the NRL really want you to be the entertainment for this Vegas game. And he goes, well, what? Tell me all about it and give me the rundown. And I got all excited, and I said, mate, this could be a massive boys' trip. The radio show wants to go. Like, I got really excited, and he said to me, mate, here's a number, and he WhatsApped it through of his manager, and he said, get Peter to phone him. So it's now in the hands of his manager. He's not obviously looking for he just wants an opportunity to go and have a fantastic time with the boys is how I'm reading it.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed, we're certainly a step closer to at least having Jacko as the entertainment for the doubleheader over there in Vegas, which would just be sensational. I think that would lock our show in as well as the Triple M show that goes.
Yeah, Dale thinks he's going to be a backup singer.
Yeah, Peter, don't stuff this up, mate. Me and Jacko entertainers, brother.